Sagt the Mishnah, during the days of his separation, members of the Beis Din would join the Kohen Gadol and read to him the Parsha Yosef Yom Kippur. They would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master the Kohen Gadol, read it by yourself in case you have forgotten it or in case you never learned it. On the morning of Erev Yom Kippur, they have the Kohen Gadol stand by the eastern gate and have oxen and rams and sheep pass before him so that he recognizes and becomes familiar with the Yom Kippur Avodah for the next day. All 7 days of his separation, they wouldn't hold back from him any eating or drinking. However, on Erev Yom Kippur, towards evening, they would not allow him to eat a lot because excessive eating causes sleep. We didn't want the Kohen Gadol to fall asleep on the night of Yom Kippur like we'll see because of the chash that it would bring to Tumas Keri. Frech, the Gemara, how could it be that a person who never learned the Parshiyos was appointed as Kohen Gadol? We learned that the Kohen Gadol has to be Gadol Me'echov, has to be the strongest, the most beautiful, the smartest, and the richest of the Kohanim. The Gemara says, during the second Beis HaMikdash, when the office of Kohen Gadol could be purchased from the king for the payment of a sum, there were many Kohanim Gadolim who were not truly worthy and therefore not learned. Mishnah said, Erev Yom Kippur, M'shachas v'chulu. A Braisa says that they also had male goats pass before him as well. Why didn't our Mishnah say that they had these goats pass before him? Mor says these goats were used as the chatas for Averis. The Mishnah held that showing it to him on Erev Yom Kippur may cause him to become depressed about the Averis. In fact, Mor, the ox was also used as a kapar, and yet we show it to him. Even our Mishnah says we show it to him. Mor says the ox is brought as a kapar for himself and the Kahanim, so he feels in control to make them do the proper tshuva. However, the goats are brought for a chatas for Gans Klal Yisrael, over whom he does not have such control. That's why we're afraid it will depress him. The Mishnah said, "Kol shivas hayam lo hayu mayin v'chulu." Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekoisa said in a brisa, they would give him fine flour and eggs to eat, so that it should clean out his system all the 7 days, so he shouldn't have to go to the bathroom on the day of Yom Kippur. The Chum say that no way they would give that to him because that increases the production of zera and could increase the risk of him becoming a bal keri on Yom Kippur. A brisa says, "Sumchas the name of Rabbi Meir says, we don't give him to eat esrig, eggs, or aged wine, because these all increase production of zera. Others add fatty meat to this list, others still add white wine to the list. A braisa says, we only count the discharges of a zov, meaning towards his count of discharges which would combine to require him to bring a carbon, only if they're not attributed to his overeating or having eaten any type of food that brings to these discharges. Elazar ben Pichas, the name of Yehuda ben Beseir, says, we don't give a zov to eat the following: milk, cheese, eggs, wine, bean juice, fatty meat, fish, fats, or anything else that causes increased production of zera. The anything else comes to include 5 things listed in the braisa. These 5 things are garlic, cress, chalag lagois, eggs, and gargir. Moreover, the pasuk says that a person went out to the field to gather oirois. In the name of Rameh, it was explained that oirois refer to these gargir. Rabbi Yechon explains they're called oirois because they're good for eyesight. Huna said they should be eaten. If they can't be eaten, they should be rubbed onto your eyes. Rav Papa says this only applies for gargir that grows on the edge of the field. Zakh Gemara of Gidl, the name of Rav, said a guest should not eat eggs because it increases production of zera and could lead to his staining the linen. And also a guest should not sleep in the clothing of his host so that he not stain it with zera. Mara says when Rav would travel to Darshish, when Rav Nachman would travel to Shechantziv, they would marry a woman for the night so that they should not be led astray. They have pas basale. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov said a person should not have a family in each of 2 places because the children of each place may not know each other and end up marrying each other, which could lead to a tremendous problem of Mamzerim. Mara says when great people marry, it becomes very publicly known, so you don't have that chash. Rava said a woman is considered to become a nida when she's proposed to in a marriage proposal because the excitement of her having gotten the proposal can cause her to see dam. So how could it be that they went there and proposed and right away married her and were with her, but we see they're not allowed to do that? The Mara said they would send messengers a few days in advance to propose to them, so they didn't have that problem. The second terrorist, they didn't have tashmish with them. The fact that they had a wife in the city was enough to ward off their Yetzirah, and that's all they did, and that's all they had to do. Zuck, the next Mishnah. The members of Beis Din would then give him over to the elders of the Kehanim. They would take him up to the Beis Avtinas. They would make him swear in the name of Hashem that he would not change the process of the Avodah in any way. In other words, to follow the way that Tzedukim said to do the Avodah, especially by going Lefnai V'Lefnim, like we'll learn. He would then leave and cry, and then the Beis Din, they would leave and cry. The elders would leave and cry. The Mishnah continues. If the Kohen Gadol was a Talmud Chacham, he would darshan all night on Yom Kippur in order to keep him awake. If he was not a Talmud Chacham, Talmid Chacham would darshan in front of him. If he knew how to read Tanakh, he would do so. If he did not know how to do so, others would read for him. They would read for him from Iyuv, Ezra, and Divrei Yomim, which were interesting things that would help to keep him awake. Zechariah ben Kvutl said, many times I read for the Kohen Gadol from Sefer Daniel.